This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, hi, hi. 11 o'clock, it's a Tuesday morning. We are 2 days away from Virginia Tech game day. You'll hear it right here on the Fan Thursday night. Nobody better to help us break down Virginia Tech football than Damian Sordelet out in Blacksburg with the Roanoke Times on social media at Damian Sordelet. Damian, good morning. How's it going?
I'm doing well, MP. How are you guys doing?
Let's start with the very obvious storyline, which you noted in your story at the Roanoke Times. This is a rematch of pretty famous Thursday night football game.
Yeah. It's been a while. What, 17 years since Matt Ryan shattered the hearts of what, 66,000 people in Lane Stadium with a fourth quarter comeback in what were miserable conditions. My sister was actually, that was her junior year at Tech. And she said, when Matt Ryan threw that touchdown pass with 11 seconds left, she's like, "That's the first time I realized how cold and wet I was," because of it was heavy rain the entire game. I think the kickoff temperature was like 50 degrees and kept dropping throughout the night. And that was just one of those games where it was just like no one could score. And that was a really good Tech defense that year with Cam Chancellor and a few other guys who went on to the NFL. So it's the first time they're playing, and it's actually, if you want to look at a 7-game series, it's the 7th time BC and Virginia Tech will have played on Thursday night, and the series is tied 3-3. So plenty at stake for two teams that. I guess you could say mixed results to open the season. BC was looking good early before Castellanos' injury, and then not looking great against UVA. And then Virginia Tech, you probably noted the up and down first half of the season, and Tech hoping to right the ship and get back to where people thought the Hokies would be at the beginning of the season here over the second half.
No doubt. It's, for Virginia Tech, going to Miami, tough loss in Miami. And then you bounce back, you get the Stanford win, and now You know, the rallying cry is easy enough. Everything they want in the ACC is still in front of them. They can set up a big game against Clemson, but you know, it's hard to say this is exactly where they wanted to be because they've had a couple tough losses along the way. Where do you get the sense this team, kind of a mini bye, you know, week and a half to get ready for this? What are the things they want to improve on when they come out Thursday night?
Yeah, it's want to continue from the offensive standpoint of starting fast. And I know that's a cliche thing that people say, but if you look at what Tech did against Miami and Stanford, is you score on your first drive of both the first and second halves. And then something that Tyler Bowen, the offensive coordinator, brought up with us during the open week was their P and 10 execution. And, you know, possession and 10, it's your first play of your possession. When you look back at it, Virginia Tech was actually doing a good job of staying ahead of the sticks on those drives, and for most, you know, open start of possessions thereafter, because of being able to be successful and finding plays that worked. And that just wasn't the case against Vanderbilt, really wasn't the case early against Rutgers, and it was hit and miss against Marshall and Old Dominion. But you saw a little bit more consistency. Tech wasn't playing behind the chains, and you know, that led to the fact that Kyron Jones has been fairly stable in the pocket after being sacked quite a bit in the first few weeks. So I think that success has helped, and that leads to a more efficient offense, which is what we've seen over the last two games. And then on defense, you look at the fact that they're now getting more takeaways. They're on pace to get more takeaways this year than they had all of last year, and a lot of that comes to the fact that they've adapted the bend but don't break mentality. Four of their nine takeaways have come in the red zone. Most of those have come over the last three games, with, you know, fumble recovery inside the five against Rutgers, and then you look at it, two interceptions in the red zone against Miami, and then you have a fumble recovery inside the five against Stanford. Tech's been finding ways to get these takeaways, and, you know, give yourself some extra possessions. I think that's going to be key moving forward, especially against the gauntlet of BC, Georgia Tech, Syracuse, Clemson over these next 4 weeks before the next open week.
Yeah, we all know how important. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, how important those takeaways are, especially in momentum and being able to limit those offenses' ability to score in the red zone. I think Tech's among the nation leaders in red zone stops. I know the percentage is like 60%, 67% in terms of allowing teams to score, but if you're getting stops and not allowing scores on, you know, between 30 to 40% of red zone trips, that's actually really good for your defense.
No doubt. I was just going to say, on a Thursday night, you know how important it is to establish momentum, get the fans into it. Going to be a rowdy crowd out there in Blacksburg, and a little of that Stanford magic wouldn't be bad. Set the tone early against Boston College. You mentioned with the Eagles, you know, they had the Florida State win. That hasn't aged as well as they perhaps hoped it would. They gave UVA a run for their money a couple weeks ago, but it's really not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Not a team on an upward trajectory at the moment.
I know, and I think they've been dealing with a litany of injuries. If you look at Thomas Castellanos, he, I believe, missed the previous week's game before coming back against UVA, so you don't know really how effective he's been. Though, if you look at his numbers, his completion percentage is 10 percentage points higher than it was last year. He was a 15-14 touchdown interception guy last year. He's 12-4 at this point. And I think the key is they're not running him as much. I went back and looked. He ran 15 or more times, I believe, 8 times last season in 13 games. This year he hasn't topped that mark. And even the success he had running the ball at Florida State, they made sure he didn't get, you know, a boatload of carries. The key is going to be whether Kai Robichaud, their best running back, is he going to be fully healthy. He missed last year's game against Virginia Tech with an injury, and you know, that didn't go well for the Eagles. So do you have your full complement available? You know, they do have their full complement on defense. It's a defense that currently ranks 25th in the nation in rushing defense. They've only allowed 2 rushing touchdowns this season. And, you know, Tech's strength is running the ball with Basil Tootin and then getting Kyron Drones involved in the run game. So it'll be interesting to see how Tech chooses to attack them. Do you do like he did against Miami? You establish the run. Same thing against Stanford. You establish the run and then allow Kyron Drones to get going in the passing game. So it'll be interesting to see how Tech attacks it and see if what they did during the self-scout during the open week of things they need to clean up, if that translates to Thursday night.
He's Damian Sorla, covers the Hokies for the Roanoke Times on social media at Damian Sorla. It'll be there Thursday night under the lights in Blacksburg. Big game against Boston College, always a big one when you have Thursday night football in Blacksburg. You mentioned Kyron Drones, and how's he holding up at this point of the season? They've asked him to do an awful lot.
They've asked him to do a lot, and he mentioned this when we had a little media scrum with him after the win at Stanford, that through the first part of the season, he was being someone he wasn't. And then he kind of got back to himself. And then I had a chance to ask him about that last night after practice. And I thought it was telling what he said. And I'm actually going to try to pull that up here real quick, what I asked him. He said, I felt like the first couple of weeks I was just trying to be too perfect and not miss or worry about the result of the play instead of the process in the play, which is footwork, your mechanics, all that stuff. He was just worried about making sure, those first couple of weeks, being perfect with the throw, making sure it was in the right window at the right time, instead of trusting his instincts and going through everything he's worked on in his development to get to the point of where he is. I think you've seen, you know, in ACC play, so Miami, the completion percentage wasn't great, but you could see the throws he was making, he was confident in those throws. Against Stanford, best completion percentage of his time at Tech, very decisive, saw the read, made it. He wasn't trying to look for, go through progressions and say, okay, there might be a better read here, there might be a better read here. But he was making that first read, and it was like, okay, decisive. This guy's open, and get him the ball. And I think that is something that helps out quite a bit. He mentioned, you know, coaches, sports therapists at Tech, and a lot of people helped him kind of recenter himself within the offense. And essentially, once he recentered himself, you're starting to see the version that took flight last season in the second half of the year when Tech's offense was very efficient. The RPO game was working really well. He's able to connect on some deep balls, and he was efficient running. So I think that's something that he should be able to build on here in the second half of the season, especially with opportunistic open week coming. You have another open week coming up after this 4-week stretch, so he's got time to work on things, get better. And especially with three games being at home, you don't have to worry about, you know, the long travel to Stanford, fairly lengthy trip to Miami. You don't have to worry about all that. You get to stay at home. You get to get into a routine and work on things. And I think that's going to help him quite a bit. And getting this offense back to where, you know, you see these drives finish with touchdowns on a more frequent basis and not have to wait till the second half for the offense to get going like we saw in three of the four non-conference games. And that's kind of what put Tech, you know, in the position it's in because of that offense not getting going early.
Yeah, so quick start would be key Thursday night. Damian Sordalittle have the coverage, Roanoke.com, Roanoke Times. Damian, thanks for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Absolutely, MP. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Dropping some Hokies knowledge on us. We'll have the game Thursday night right here on The Fan. We'll step aside back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.